We on live in the air, baby. We on live in the air. You know, I'm waiting for my co-host Rob Hood to jump online. I got this rock band I'm working with right now. Tunes and Tones. They're the hottest band in Florida. I'm going to tell you straight up. They got some songs, man, that's dropping very soon. They got about a good 3 albums. You know what I mean? Let me go ahead and play the song right quick. It's called Keep It On The Payroll. Y'all going to love this track. Let me go ahead and play it for y'all right quick. I got you on, Rob. I got you on, man. We're going to play one more song before we talk.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you on, man. You on. Hold on, hold on. We're going to play one more song.
All right. Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah. We on the air, yes, we on the air, man. We on the air, Robert. The Black and Robert Online, man. Yeah. We got ratings going up. It's wonderful, man. It's only been 3 days, man, and we got ratings going up. It's wonderful.
People are hungry for the truth, and some of them may be skeptical. Some of them may be listening, and they're like, man, if only we could write these guys some stuff and tell them a piece of our mind. But other people are listening, and they're actually opening, you know, their eyes more and more, and they're realizing.
Exactly.
We're two young brothers, man. We're people don't know. I think it's good to tell people a brief history about us. You feel me? We're two young brothers. We don't have to do this. We don't have to try to get airtime on the internet radio to try to tell people about what's going on in this world. We don't have to. We could be just like any other regular young black brother in the street and doing street stuff. We don't have to try to wake people up. It's not something that we're doing because we're getting paid for it. We ain't getting paid for this. This is something that we're doing because besides being looked at as young black males with ignorance all around them, we actually care about, you know, our community. We care about our people, not just our black people, but we care about the human race in general. And we are warning people of the direction that we're taking, and it's not a good direction. And if somebody don't stand up and say something, at least say something. I mean, we're not expecting that we're going to change the world. Believe me, we're not looking for that, but we're looking to change someone's life, and that's all that matters.
Amen. God is good.
Yeah. God is great, man. I'm alive, you're alive. He's blessed us with life. Every morning we wake up, man. It's thanks to Jehovah God, man. But, yeah, so what's the topic today? What are we going to talk about today?
More of the music industry so people can learn more of what's going on.
You know what? It's funny talking about the music industry. I don't mean to cut you off, but talking about the music industry, guess what? I'm watching the Gene Simmons. You know who that is, right? That dude from the group Kiss, the lead singer from Kiss?
Yeah.
I'm watching his TV show. He got the Family Jewels show on A&E Network. His son, right? His son is now becoming some type of big rock star, so he got major labels wanting to sign him. But at the same time, his father has his own label, and the father, Gene Simmons, is actually trying to convince his son to sign over to his label instead of going out there to all these labels. And you should hear the reasons why he's telling him don't go sign to other labels. Like, the funny thing was, he told his son, don't sign a 360 deal. And he's telling his son, why would you go sign a 360 deal when you could come to your father?
Wow. Basically, you seriously did that?
I'm dead serious. Yeah, they was on the show right now. They was just playing. I think it's actually, well, now they're playing something else, Sopranos right now on A&E. But, that's what the father was saying. Basically, the father sat him down and tried to convince him not to go sign with any other label, but to sign with him. So that's somebody who knows what's going on in the game. And he know that the whole 360 deal thing is like, yo, you just gave your whole life away. So therefore, he's trying to get his son to, but he doesn't want to say the name. You know, it's on camera, and he won't really say the main reason why that he's trying to get his son to sign with him. But he's telling his son, hey, it's a family business. You know, why would you go sign with other people? You know, it's like I'm experiencing this. 36 years in a band, toured the whole world, managed Liza Minnelli, discovered Van Halen, and all these different things that I've done. So why not? Why not work with your father? You know, and the kid is like, well, I'm not saying I'm not going to work with my father, but I want to be my own individual. You know, it's like, at the same time, I'm sitting here looking at him like, yo, man, your father's trying to save your soul, kid. He doesn't want to say it on TV that, you know, you sign that 360 deal, you sign your soul away, but he's like, yo, man, you know? It's kind of like how Waka Flocka now is going around telling people don't sign that 360 deal.
Waka found out that he signed the wrong type of deal. Now he made a song about it. Now he's going berserk, like, you know, he's trying to put nothing but videos out there, you know. Even though you're putting out videos trying to, you know, put them out there like that, trying to expose them, it's not going to work because, I mean, the U.S. is already corrupted already, and And people, like half of the people in the U.S. is already on that. So, I mean, it's an alien world out here, man.
I'm telling you.
You know, Flock already signed that, so it's either he signed it or, you know, he's going to have to
find
another
did sign it. If Flock didn't sign it, he wouldn't have experience from it to go on TV and go on YouTube and tell people don't sign it.
Once you sign it, you stole away. Yeah, but basically, what they want him to do is probably, you know, do something else. You know what I'm saying? That secret society stuff, you know? And he didn't want to do it, so he refused. So basically,
see, here's the thing that I'm kind of getting from the whole 360 deal thing, because when that A&R, Brad White from Universal Records, A&R, he called himself the Big Boss of Cali, came over here and he did the A&R Connection show at Studio 8 in downtown Miami, and I performed. You was there and all that stuff, and you remember how Lenny Santiago, Till Welsh from Capitol Records, and Tony from Capitol EMI, the little white boy named Tony who was in A&R, how they were actually swarming in, yo, get Robert over here. And I came and I sat down with them and I spoke with them. And it was cool, but afterwards I was approached by Brad White, where Brad White was telling me, yo, I got good news, man. Pretty soon the whole record industry is going to be a big conglomerate. Like, they're going to join everything together. They're going to put everything under Universal. Either Universal or Interscope, he was telling me. But I'm like, yo, that sounds like a new world order type of thing, like uniting everybody. So they're doing it with everything, from businesses even to the world. So, you know, it's like, and he's like, yeah, everybody's going to have to sign a 360 deal. If you're an artist and you want to get a deal, you're going to have to sign a 360 deal. You're going to have to be a multi-talented artist. That means you got to be able to act, be on TV, sing, rap, and do all these different things. So they don't just sign somebody to do one specific thing. And under that 360 deal, you will also get all the endorsements. They will give you endorsements. See, long time ago, rappers used to make their money off of endorsements, meaning that the record industry couldn't touch that money. So if Pepsi gave Ludacris $5 million, the record company, Def Jam Records, can't touch that $5 million because they didn't work that out for him. Well, what they do now is they include everything inside of the contract, so that way they can get a piece of you out of every aspect. So the 360 deal just includes everything that the entertainment industry has to bring under one package. So now, with some people say that 360 deal means you won't be working 360 days and only 5 days off. They're gonna slave you. They're gonna drive you crazy. They're gonna wear you out, and they're replacing everybody around you. If you have your entourage, if you're a strong person, strong-minded, and you don't let them tell you what to do or run you, they won't replace your entourage. What they will do is they will put people in your entourage that will actually be there to basically have an influence on them. For example, if you have your own manager that you came up with in the game, and next thing you know, they approach you with a 360 contract and you sign it, they're going to assign your manager a manager that's going to be taking orders from the major company down to your manager, and your manager pass it on to you. So it's like, that's what Walker Flack was talking about, how he said he watched the industry fuck up his whole organization, they infiltrated his crew, and actually now he's got people around him that he doesn't even know. Why do you think Drake said on that song, now I'm seeing so many people that I didn't know last year who the hell they are? There's a reason why he's saying that. He ain't just rapping. Drake actually sat down. I know he wrote that because he's looking at these people around him like, yo, I don't know these people. They gave him a whole new crew of people and all this stuff. And I'm sure he's looking like, I don't know any of these people. Like, all of a sudden, I signed a deal last year, and boom, I got these people around me. Like, I don't know who they are. So he wrote it on the song. I know way too many people here last year that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck y'all? You know? Sometimes you got to listen between the lines when the rappers rapping. They really saying things that are actually going on around them. Because look at Waka Flocka. How you going to come out with a song saying, fuck this industry? And you just got in. You haven't even been out for like 2 years yet, you know? And it's like, it must be something really, really wrong with the industry right now. Or whatever contract they presenting these artists is not right.
There's something really, really wrong. They probably thought Flocka was a dude with no brains or something. But, you know, his mom is a manager, and his mom managed Ludacris, that's what I heard of, and managed Nicki Minaj. So his mom know everything. he's lucky that he have his mom, because without his mom, he wouldn't knew what was going on, tell you the truth. You know, and he wouldn't be making these videos. He would probably take that initiation, you know, that initiation deal. You know what I'm saying? But his mom actually had his back. So basically, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, people need to know about. I'm glad, you know, we talking about this, because a lot of young kids out here, you know, wearing these tight jeans and all that and changing up their style thinking it's cool. It's probably cool for them, you know, for the people that's in TV, but, you know, like, tight jeans is not cool, man. I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to keep it 100, man. You know, y'all got to look at yourselves, man. Y'all gotta look how hip hop is changing, you know, changing your style. Next minute, y'all probably gonna.
This is the thing, though. Look at it like this. How did they get people to wear tight jeans? How they got the streets to wear tight jeans? How they got black men walking around with jeans so tight on them? How did it happen? They had to get people prepared mentally for that, man, through music videos, MTV, BET, you know, they're pushing these things. And kids are seeing it, so kids gonna go out there and they're gonna buy what they see on TV. When you have 106 in Park and an artist like Lil Wayne walks on there and his jeans look like his skin, you can't even tell them apart because they're so tight on them. It's like, you feel me? It's like, come on, you think these kids ain't gonna go out there and do the same thing?
Not even a female wear tight jeans like that, man. Not even a female wear tight jeans like
now,
that,
see,
man.
The worst thing is, the trick of it is not to wear the tight jeans, but it's to wear the tight jeans that will hang on your ass. You feel me? Sagging. It's like, it's not just the tight jeans, it's the tight jeans that they make it sag. It's like, what are you showing your ass for? You feel me? It's like, you showing shots. You won't walk in prison with your tight jeans and your ass showing. They gonna be like, yo, that's that jail mentality, dude. That's that prison culture, that done mingled itself with the black culture, because like, they done took so many of our black brothers and throw them in prison, and they in there for like 10, 15 years or so, and when they get out, when they was in there, you know, they won't tell you, but they may have kids and wife at home, but by the time they're in there, they're so lonely, they get used to the homosexual lifestyle, and they come out, and they practicing the same lifestyle on the streets. They done got hooked on it. And you know, they may still have their wife at home, and they're out there in the streets doing
this
crazy
stuff.
This
is how it is, Rob. You are what you wear, dog. So it's like your personality changes when you wear a certain thing. And wearing tight jeans and shirts and your shoes is big as hell. Like, you got big feet and shit, and you got tight jeans, man. You gonna look strange, man. And you gonna act strange at the same time. Your personality is gonna change at the same time, man. People need to know that. That's when you're going to become a homo after that.
Yep.
Man, I saw a kid walking on the street yesterday, man, with a big-ass book bag with tight jeans and his hat backwards. He's thinking it's cool. He was walking with a limp. I'm like, whoa, this kid don't know what the hell is going on, man.
They make it so cool to carry book bags around and they ain't got no books in it. It's cool now. You see every kid with a book bag around, but what he got in there? Is he going to school? He ain't going to school. What you got a book bag for? Now all of a sudden the book bag is part of the style. It's part of the trend. It's part of the fashion. They go inside clubs with book bags on their back. Like, you in a strip club with a book bag in your back. What are you doing? Oh, it's just style. Tight jeans, book bag, and some friendly, colorful-looking T-shirt. You feel me? It's like, yo, that's the new style, dude. You walk around with a book bag. What books you got in there? What you reading? What you got in that book bag? You going to school? Feel me? All of a sudden, it's like they make it more cool to carry a book bag to the streets than for you to go ahead and go to school with it and put some books in it and actually read and make something out of yourself. It's crazy.
Man.
I mean, but I'm not judging nobody who has tight pants or anything like that, but some people do it because they don't know. They're just followers, man. But
they overdo it. I mean, I understand you got to wear clothes your size, but they overdo it. That's the problem. They overdo it. You didn't see Lil Wayne wear something that's really, really tight. They're going to wear something really, really tight. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
Whoever's setting these trends know what they're doing. That's it. Whoever's setting these trends know exactly what they're doing. Because it's like, it makes no sense. All of a sudden, everybody's wearing tight jeans. And I remember before, it's like, if you wear tight jeans, people are actually laughing at you.
Ah, look at this guy with tight jeans. You think he a white boy.
But now it's like, it's totally different, you know? It's totally different. But, you know, the music industry is like, they set the trends, man. They set the trends for people to follow, and people just follow it. You see Rihanna with red hair on MTV, pretty soon you're going to walk on the streets, you're going to see everybody with red hair. Every girl going to want to look like Rihanna. Red hair.
Too late for that. Too late for that, man. I've seen that already. It already happened. Yeah.
And what's with Will Smith letting his daughter rap? I'm hearing his daughter's rapping now. So this whole idea thing that he has in his mind, he's trying to push it. It's like, yo, Will, what are you doing, man? You were sold out. I think personally, I think Will Smith is a fag. I think him and Quincy Jones had a little thing going on, honestly. Because, like, you know, all of a sudden, Will Smith is out, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Who produced it? Quincy Jones. Who produced Michael Jackson? Quincy Jones. Look how fucked up Michael came out. I mean, dude is a good musician and all that, but his life was fucked up, and everybody should know that. The only reason why they like Michael Jackson is because of his music, right? If Michael Jackson didn't do music, but he was still popular, then he'd be a popular freak, because that's what people would have looked at him as. Somebody that's just a freak. What do we have to actually say that he was a good person for? The fact that he does music, that's the only thing, because the only thing you can say good about him is how he did some music. Oh, man, he changed the world with his music. He's the king of what? Pop music. But anything else is like, oh, he a freak. Oh, Michael Jackson messed up. But people don't look at it. Kids don't just get up and grow messed up. Something has to happen. There has to be some type of influential power over them that's causing them to take a different direction in life or be so confused that they don't even know who they are. You know, it's crazy. But at the end of the day, man, we need people who's going to come in the music industry, and that's going to go ahead and turn things around. Not go down the same direction and keep leading everybody off the ledge. No, man. We need people to turn us around and be like, hey, let's go this way instead, not that way, because that way there's no more road. You don't see that everybody's falling off a cliff, but we all keep going down that same cliff. And at the end of the day, who's going to be that person, you know? They keep signing people. Like, I was watching this dude on the internet. This is a white guy now. Like, he's like, yo, don't you ever raise your eyebrow and wonder why the most untalented, the most immature artist, uneducated looking, dumbfounded looking artist, they are the ones who always get signed. Why is it that? And meanwhile, there are millions of super talented artists out there who will never see the daylight of a record deal. Why is that? Right? Because these people are actually chosen. So in America, man, if you look like you got some type of deficiency, they love you. Look at Walker. I like Walker Flocka, but he sound like a retard when he rap. But they love him. And what about them boys, man, I got that swag. My purse snatches, my something snatches, my bag. My shirt matches, I swag and I serve. Oh, if you listen to the way they rapping, they're not even pronouncing the words right. It's like they rapping like they retarded, like the words ain't even coming out right, but then everybody think it's cool. You feel me? Like how Soulja Boy do the same thing, and they say, oh, no, that's that down south accent. I'm from down south. I don't talk like that.
Instead of saying, watch. Black people look stupid. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, you know, like. Like, instead of saying, watch me do this, you feel me? He'll say something like, why me do it? Like, why me do it? Like, why you got to do all that for? Just say, watch me do it. Or, you know?
Take it off the lyrical rap artists from New York and all that and switch it up to this, man. They don't want us to be educated. They don't want the young kids to be educated by the young rappers that's in New York that's being lyrical. And even on California, they was being lyrical and all that. You know what I'm saying? That was being all over the world when people was being lyrical. People start reading the dictionary. They don't want us to read the dictionary. They want us dumb us down. You know what I mean? And just like the song Lupe Fiasco made, it was called Dumb It Down or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like they want us to get more dumb by just listening to those songs. And it's like whatever the major label want, that's what they want. They want the young people to go ahead and listen to that. They want the young people to rap this song. That's why they got Ghost Riders too. You know what I mean? Them Ghost Riders is behind that. They definitely behind that. That's 100% behind, you know, they have no pride. Huh?
They're being told what to do, what to write about, and let these kids rap it, you know, what to write about.
Yeah, they're being controlled. You know,
it's like, I don't know.
Hold on, I'm going to play some rock music. Who's going to play rock? It's Rock Wednesday, baby. Rock Wednesday. Yeah, man, we play all types of music, man. We play everything. I gotta make sure it don't be too loud.
Thank you.
Back on air, man. We back on air. That was Tunes and Tones. Tunes and Tones, man. They're the hottest band in Florida right now. And that's
big shouts to Tunes and Tones.
You know what I mean? Star rated, mega nerds, Tunes and Tones, man. We gonna do it big out here. You know, we also doing rock bands also. We do not discriminate. We do all music.
This is just about music. Period.
Exactly.
All about music.
Exactly. So, you know, we're the new CEOs of this world in Florida.
I was about to say that. CEOs of the world.
Yeah, man.
I like
we're gonna be legends. We're gonna be legends. Like, so, we're gonna do something new. You know what I mean? We're gonna always do something new in this show. We always gonna do something new in music. We are very creative, and that's what it is. That's what it is. Mr. Topic Man, what else topics you got, man? We got to make this show really hot, man. We got to bring more viewers, man. We need more listeners.
We do need more listeners. I mean, I'm sure people can go ahead and get on certain, do we have a MySpace or something that people could check out?
Yeah, we got Twitter. No, we got Twitter. We got MySpace. We got Facebook. This show's already connected to Twitter and Facebook and MySpace already, so we good to go. I mean,
so that means actually people are actually listening to us on Twitter and MySpace. If I'm right, I'm sort of technologically challenged, so I don't really know. It's weird that somebody who does music would be technologically challenged, but yeah, I do. I am.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of special people who do music. You know, you'll be surprised, man. Yeah, man.
It is what it is.
Special, man. Me and you special in our own way, too, man.
Yeah,
you know
man.
What I mean? But
so, I mean, people can go ahead and, if they want to go ahead and check the music out, Rob Hood's music, they can go on myspace.com/ Rob Hood Music. That's Rob, R-O-B-B. Hood Music. All together, they can check it out. I have that new song on there called Mr. World Leader. What you thought about that song?
That song is awesome, man. It's gonna send a message all out through the world, not the United States, but all through the world. People need to listen to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You are the messenger, man. You are a prophet. That's what it is. People need to know, man. You make music for the world, not just for Florida or Miami. You make music for the world. And that's what I'm on. Me and you the same subject, and that's what everybody should know. You know what I mean? Hey, everybody that's listening or that's going to listen later, because I know the show going to, you know, have a little reruns later on, make sure, you know, you call the numbers we give out. You know what I'm saying? Mega Nerds Production. He got some major tracks. He's the hottest producer in Florida. I kid you not. You know, he's doing big things. We doing big things. You just heard the
shout out to the Mega Nerds.
Shout out to Mega Nerds Production, man. We doing it a big out here. Also, I got a TV show, a hip-hop show, 247hiphop.com. You know what I mean? I play local videos. I play worldwide videos. I play all types of music videos. I'm the host of 247hiphop.com. That's 24. Spell out the 7, hiphop.com. You know, we're going to have new episodes coming very soon. So, y'all got to wait for that. But we got reruns playing on that right now. So, check it out. We doing a lot, man. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, Rob Hood, give out your business number out, you know what I'm saying, so they could get the numbers, you know, if they need some major tracks, you know what I mean?
Well, really, if they need the tracks, all they got to do is email me, you know. I mean, I'm not going to go ahead and give the number out. You already know that. But if anybody needs to email us, they can email TDALabel, that's L-A-B-E-L, 305@yahoo.com. That's T as in Tom, B as in boy, A as in apple, label 305@yahoo.com. And if you guys can get any tracks, send us some info of you on that email, and I'll be able to work with you on whatever, you know, whatever budget that you have. Because at the end of the day, man, the kids gotta eat.
So, I mean, those are major tracks, man. He's working with a lot of people, man. You know, he worked with numerous people in the past, and he's working with major people now. Mega Nerds Production, Rob Hood, you know what I mean? And check me out, StarRatedRecords@gmail.com. Just in case you know, he's not responding, just check me out, StarRatedRecords@gmail.com, and you know, we'll take it from there. You know what I mean? If y'all serious about putting y'all music out there, if y'all need some music on the radio station, we got you. We're not going to sell you. No, we ain't going to sell no dreams or nothing like that. You know, we are serious about business. So that's what
we don't sell the dreams, but we do make them come true.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. Well, people have to understand, you know, like, we as young people, we're not getting any profit out of this. You know, I have to make sure I let people know. There ain't no profit out of this. It's not like we're getting anything for sharing information with y'all. It is something that we do because we're humble, man. If people go and read Psalms 119 in the Bible, Psalms 119 is the longest chapter in the whole Bible. It was written by a whole bunch of young people, man, who had a desire and such a zeal for God, man. They really wanted to walk in the right direction in front of God. They didn't want to do anything that would displease him. So they wrote these words, you know. And it's like these words, to me, are some of the most powerful things written in the Bible. And they were written by young kids who actually was just like, they had such a fire burning inside of them. They were very, very much in love with God and in love with, you know, the human race. And it's the same thing. People could call me a tree hugger all they want. I mean, I don't go around hugging trees like hippies, but I make sure that I tell humanity that, hey, our freedom is in danger, but, you know, let's go ahead and wake up and do something about it. You know, if not, then we're going to find ourselves in chains, like, literally. You know, and sometimes it doesn't have to be a metal chain for it to be literally. It could be all in your mind. They got you in your mind, and they got you everywhere else. The mind is the battlefield. Once they could get you up there, they could get you in any other aspect of your life. So I just, you know, let's make sure we get, you know, people to keep listening. And if you got the itching ears, man, don't go out there looking for some other, you know, trying to find the truth in any other thing that's not going to give you the truth. A lot of people out there are saying different things. They all are trying to uncover the same mysteries or discover the same mysteries. But the thing is that, I mean, who's got the truth behind it? See, with us, we don't go and go talk about what's going on in the world and try to back it up with some type of secular philosophy. We go straight into into the theological realm. We go straight into the Bible to back up what we're saying. We don't use our own opinions, but we use the Word of God. We go into the Bible and we tell you, okay, we're saying this and we're saying that. Now, this is where you can go ahead and you can find it. Well, this is where you can go ahead and you can find that. You know, it's not like we're sitting there giving you these news and we're opening and uncovering all these mysteries and then we're just leaving you in the blue. If we're giving you, if we're stating what the problem is, we got to be able to state what the solution is. Now, we're not the solution, but we know who is. And it's not just anybody. It's the God of heaven and earth. He's the solution and his son Jesus. So, and, you know, people can say what they want. At the end of the day, we just got to keep it moving. You know the fact that there is something going on in the world. It's a power of darkness that is making and infiltrating its way into our system, into our community, and it's just working. This power is at work right now like never before because he knows he has a short time left, and he's trying to take as much soul as he can before he leaves, before God comes and take him and throw him into that fiery lake of, into that lake of fire, that fiery place that will be called the second hell. Before that happens, he's trying to get as much people under his wings so he can take them down with him, you know? And that's the enemy. And his powers are moving. He's doing things in the communities now. You know, it's like everything is like now people can wake up and say, you know, things are not the way they used to be. It's not the same anymore. You can feel it in the air, man. It's like it's not the same. It's not the same as last year. Nothing is the same anymore. So that just goes to tell you, yeah, things have changed and things are continually and gradually changing. Is it for the worse or for the better? The way it's looking, it doesn't look like it's for the better. And if it is for the better, it's not for the people who love God because this world is so anti-godly, not just anti-Christian. They don't want to hear about God at all, especially the God of the Bible, the God of heaven and earth, the true creator who created every life form. They don't want to hear about him at all. You know, every TV show, everything you see nowadays is like it goes into denial towards God. They deny God. They don't accept them. It's like, you know, they would rather show you on a cartoon, you know, for example, they have this little cartoon like a reality TV show cartoon. They would rather show you half naked cartoon girls than for them to, you know, give you some type of something with a good message behind it. You know, I'm watching cartoons that's supposed to be for kids. And then the puppet is wearing a shirt that says, I love the ladies. You know, it's like, what message are you trying to put out there to these kids? You know, I mean, yeah, don't, you know, it's cool to be fun and have fun and all that, but I'm sure there's a way of, you can tell where the motive is, and it's not a good motive. That motive is a dark motive. They have a reason, like Billy and Mandy, The Adventures of Billy and Mandy. That's a cartoon for kids, and it's like every turn around in every episode, man. It's like New World Order, New World Order, New World Order. They just keep pushing that agenda to the kids. Even Courage the Cowardly Dog. I was watching Courage the Cowardly Dog. Funny thing, I'm a grown man and I'm watching cartoons. I have kids. So I'm watching Courage the Cowardly Dog. Guess what happens? They showing you an episode where there's some kind of pyramid-like UFO that came out of the sky and then just landed in there in the desert where Courage lives. Courage the Dog lives with his owners. So what happens is, now this thing starts collecting people's souls. So every time it takes a soul, you'll see some yellow light get sucked out of the person. And when the yellow light gets sucked out of the person, they could have been all colorful before, all bright. Next thing you know, their colors change. They look black and white, and they look all dead and down and depressed and stressed. So, and then at the end of the cartoon, they show you how Courage finally found a way to get everybody their souls back. So while he's doing that, they showing you how the ship is actually spitting, the UFO is actually spitting back everybody's souls to them. The moment the soul, the glow of light goes back into the person's body, they're back again. It's like they're revived, alive. And I'm like, you know what? Is this what's going on in America now? There's something taking, sucking the life out of everybody. So what we need to do now is we need to go ahead and get that, to reverse that and give it back to us. There's a part in the Bible where it says you have to go to the enemy's camp and take back what he stole from you. You feel me? Because he's nothing but a liar and a thief. So all he's doing is he's taking from us and he's stealing from us. We have to go back in his camp and take back what he stole and make him give back. You know, everybody, they're due what he stole from him. So at the end of the day,
all right.
You know, we just let us go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so we're going to have to cut that short. We got 9 minutes. People, y'all got any input y'all want to put in, call in at 1-877-404-0840. That's 1-877-404-0840. And y'all just got to put your input in, man. You know, we're letting y'all know a lot of stuff, what we know, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. So that's 1-877-404-0840. Well, that's going to be the segment right there for the topic. We're going to come back Saturday and Sunday, 11 o'clock p.m. Y'all write that down. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday, 11 o'clock p.m. I don't know if y'all going to be at the clubs or not, but we're still going to be here. We're still going to be live. We're still going to be doing our thing. You know what I mean? So, hey, we're going to play some rock music right quick, man. And we're going to be back in just a few. We're going to play a couple of music right quick. I'm and Tones, baby. We're going to play Tunes and Tones right now before we close the radio station.
I get my kicks just with jamming with the band of girls. All that stitching, it says jamming with the band of girls.
Tunes and Tones, man. Yo, you know, we'll get, y'all check out the radio station Saturday and Sunday, you know what I'm saying? Rob Hood, give you a shout-out.
Yes, sir. This Saturday and Sunday at 11 p.m. Big shout-out to the radio station out there. I feel that the only station out there right now, I feel like, that's actually wanting to tell people the truth, and that's us. Big shout-out to us. And everybody out there who's listening, just keep us in y'all prayers and stuff like that. That way God can continue to bless us with life and with the ability to not fall for the money, but really go for the truth instead. Because, you know, life is, there's more to life than just money. Money cannot buy anything that has to do with you going to the other side. So let's make sure that, you know, we keep each other in prayers and stuff like that. And pray that, you know, me and Mr. Black actually get ourselves into the music industry, and hopefully you guys will see a change. So we'll see. You know, that's my shout-out. Shout-out to all the listeners. Shout-out to God for putting this in our hearts. We thank him in his son's name, Jesus, that is. So let's do this, you know?
Yep. Sure, without... Man, we need to put extend this to 2 hours, but they charge for that, man. They charge.
2 hours? Kidding.
Yeah, they charge to have 2 hours. Yeah, they charge for that, though.
Oh, I can't do
no, we always do this show is only for 1 hour. We have a 1 hour show.
I know. 1 hour, but that's cool. I actually like it.
1 hour is perfect. 1 hour is good. Shit, we can do everything for 1 hour, but they charge into just to have 2 hours. You know, if you want like another hour on top of that, man, they charge for that, boy. But, you know, it's worth it. I'll pay for it. Okay. if it's going to get our message across, I'll do it.
Yeah, I feel you, but one thing I want to say, though, let's keep the 1 hour for now.
Yeah. We're going to keep that 1 hour, man. Make everybody fiend for that extra hour. I mean, but that was a good show, man.
Yeah, my dude. Oh, the Mr. World Leader got 1,362 plays.
Who?
My
song?
My song, yeah.
What song? Which one?
Mr. World Leader. On MySpace, it got 1,300.
You lying, dog. You lying. Real talk, nigga.
Real talk. 1,300.
Let those people who's playing the songs, like your fans, man, let them know, man. You got to put the live stream on your page, man, because your fan base is crazy, dog. 1,000 plays, man. You just put it on there, man. That's crazy. Wow. Imagine how many Illuminati is listening. Like, yo, he's a problem, man. He's a problem. He's a problem, man. Let's give him a deal so he can shut his mouth. Put him on the shelf. There's so many niggas they put on the shelf, dog. They did that shit on purpose, dog. I feel like something big gonna happen, man. Like my body's shaking and shit, man. You don't be feeling like that? You don't be feeling like that? Like you feel like something big gonna happen, your body starts shaking a little bit. You know, your nerves.
Yeah, man. Like I've been getting anxiety attacks, so I'm like, whoa.
That's how I'm feeling right now, kid. Hello.
Yeah,
man. So what else we gotta do today, man? Matrix was to send me the template and stuff like that so we can send out the email. So that's what we gotta do today. What else we gotta do? Promotion. Gotta start doing promotion.
So, how you feeling the band, dog? Yeah, the band is nice. I like the music.
They sound like the modern day version of the Beatles, man.
I know, that's what they do sound like.
That's why the Beatles manager was trying to, you know, pimp their ass and shit like that. Like, man, you trying to sound like my old band? Fuck y'all. You know what I'm saying? But they switched up their style, like twice, like the first album, this album right here, and they got a third album. I got one of the band leaders called me earlier, left me a message, like, man, I got my paperwork ready for you. I got the album, I'm going to give you my album. And I'm like, wow, these kids, man. they ready to go, man. Wow. Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm glad they're working with me, because if they was working with somebody else, they would have pimped their ass too, man, because the way they was they give all their trust on me, dog, like, all their trust, dog. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm not saying it's a good thing, but at the same time, people need to know. In the music industry, you can't trust anybody these days, man. Why make a movie like that? Yo.
Yeah, I'm here. So, yeah man, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to go ahead and rest a little bit because I'm still feeling like kind of sleepy and shit.
Man, you still high, kid? You still high?
Huh? I'm kind of feeling like it. No, but you know, like, I told you the other day, my heart was racing real fast. My chest is hurting. My back is hurting, dog.
What you was smoking with, like, whoa, tree wraps?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, because my chest has been hurting, like, for the past 5 days, man, and my neck and my shoulder, dog. I don't know, man. I'm trees, man. some trees, but I don't think it's a trees, but I think it's like a tobacco, dog.
I don't think it's the trees either. Me, I think it's what I ate. Because they came in, it was like, yo, when I called the paramedic, they came in, it was like, you don't have to worry. Your heart is beating fast, but it's not because your heart is beating out of control just because you're getting an anxiety attack. They're like, be careful because your cholesterol is what's looking like it's a little bit off. You need to go ahead and work on your cholesterol, take walks and stuff like that. So I started doing that yesterday. And all that, but now I feel a little, you know, I feel lightheaded from time to time, but it's like, not lightheaded like I'm about to pass out, but lightheaded like I
got. You drink a lot of water, man? Do you drink a lot of water?
Yeah, of course I'm drinking water right now.
Don't put pepper in your food, man. That's what it is, too.
No, I don't. I don't put
pepper. Okay. Yeah, man, you gotta be careful, man.
Yeah, I know, good, man.
It's not your time to go yet, man. We got work to do. Yeah, man.
Just take your rest.
Yeah, take your rest, man. I'll let you know any updates, any info, anything that comes up. I'll let you know later. I'll text you. You feel me?
All right, cool.
All right.
All right, holler.
Yeah.